6 Rules for Better Conflict Management. Are you online looking for some ideas on how to better handle conflict and difficult people? If you are, then good, because I have some good ideas for you. Over the last 10 years, I have taught these ideas to thousands of people who find themselves in conflict situations similar to yours, and over the years, the feedback has always been excellent. I split the subject of conflict management into two main parts. Part 1, Handling Conflict Behaviors. This means focusing on techniques for handling difficult behaviors and conflict situations. Part 2, Preventing Conflict by Improved Communication Upstream. This means focusing on trying to prevent conflict from occurring in the first place, by emphasizing improved communication skills, the premise being that many conflicts are caused by an earlier miscommunication or misunderstanding. If we can improve the clarity of our earlier communications, then we can avoid misunderstandings, and therefore the later conflict never arises. Here is a breakdown of the ideas for the first set, Handling Conflict Behaviors, in more detail. Here are 6 of the best rules for better conflict management. Here is the basic plan. Consider the following 6 points, and put into practice what you can. Handling Conflict Behavior. Always use a rational, logical approach to handling conflict. Do not use an emotional approach, meaning, don't use your anger, and don't get too upset and tearful. And don't try to avoid all conflicts, hoping that if you ignore the situation it will improve on its own. Rule 1, when in conflict, try to be rational, logical. Not angry. Not tearful. Don't run away, and to try hide from the conflict situation. Rule 2, always protect the other's self-concept, as you correct their behavior. Never attack their character, keep your conversation on their behavior, not their character. Rule 3, when in conflict, use only objective, factual language. Do not use highly charged, and emotionalized or opinionated language. Distinguish between factual objective language and emotionalized, subjective language. For example, consider the following script. You parked your car in the disabled parking bay. That is so rude and selfish. You make me so mad when you do such stupid things. Would you please now move your car and park it in the regular spot? And please never repeat this mistake. The bold language is the objective good use of language. The words printed in italics are the dangerous subjective language. That is so rude and selfish. You make me so mad when you do such stupid things. This language is dangerous language because it is almost guaranteed to trigger a negative emotional response in the listener. Can you see that? Rule 4. When in conflict, distinguish between a reason and an excuse for not doing something. A reasonable excuse is a contradiction in terms. Exercise. Define, what is a reason? Define, what is an excuse? Have a different policy for each. Rule 5. Know when it is right to compromise and when it is not right to compromise. Know when to stand firm, and when not to. If the person is giving you reasons why he cannot do what you want, then you should compromise and find a middle ground solution. But if he is not giving you a reason, if he is giving you only an excuse, if he is giving you an unreason, then you should not compromise. You should stand firm and not give any ground. Don't give concessions to people who give you only excuses, not reasons. Rule 6. Always use positive praise to reinforce good changes in behavior. The moment the person makes a move towards your desired target behavior, then immediately positively reinforce the change with the timely use of a few well-chosen, kind words. If you were training a performing seal to do tricks, then you would have to throw him a bit of fish every time the seal does something good. And you would throw him fish every time the seal did anything even approaching a good behavior. Animal trainers call this process behavior modification by means of positive reinforcement. Behavior modification by means of positive reinforcement is the process of rewarding positive behaviors immediately with some kind of small reward. Animal trainers use bits of fish as a positive reward. They throw bits of fish to the animal. I don't recommend that you throw bits of fish at your boss or your partner. It will modify their behaviors very quickly, but not in the way we want. No. I recommend that, instead of fish, you dish out kind words. Dish out kind words as a form of positive reinforcement of any good behavior. Any behavior, or any approximation towards a good behavior, should be immediately rewarded by you with a few well-crafted and expertly timed kind words. Would that be a good thing to get good at? Yes. Get into the habit of dishing out a few well-crafted and expertly timed kind words as a form of positive reinforcement to reward and therefore encourage any good behavior. Summary of 6 of the best golden rules for conflict management. Memorize them now and apply them later. Rule 1 is, when in conflict, try to be rational, logical. Rule 2, always protect the other's self-concept as you correct their poor behavior. Rule 3, when in conflict, use only objective, factual language. Do not use highly emotionalized or opinionated language. Rule 4, a reasonable excuse is a contradiction in terms. So, when in conflict situations, distinguish between a reason and an excuse for not doing something. Rule 5, know when it is right to compromise and when it is not right to compromise. Know when to stand firm and when not to. Compromise on hearing a reason. Don't compromise on hearing an excuse. Rule 6, always use positive praise, kind words, to reinforce good changes in behavior. Thank you.